Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 17. And happy Thanksgiving to all of you filmmakers out there. Yeah, let's hear it for you. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you enjoy it with your family, your friends. Eat a lot of food. Do something for someone else. Just have a great holiday. So we're going to jump into Act 2, and this is probably going to be short and sweet just for this episode, just because it is Thanksgiving week. Honestly, I'm not going to have quiet time in my household. So typically these podcasts, I'll record, and then I'll think of something to add, and then I'll record like the next day. So there are multiple days of recordings, and then I edit them all together. Sometimes you'll hear my voice kind of sounds different because it was recorded on a different day, and that's why. The house will be full, and there will not be quiet, so this is what you're going to get, and I promise we'll go into more detail in Act 2 next time around, but I do want to get you started, and it's very simple. It's a very simple concept, but before I do that, let's talk about Elle and Christina. You know, I brought that to you just for inspiration. I can't imagine being in a theater department in college and your senior recital is coming up and your senior project is coming up, which at film school, it was a short film. And for Ellen, she had to put on a show. And then COVID struck and she had to turn that show into a video. She had to turn it into a short film, a musical, by the way. I don't know how many people could have pulled that off as well as she did. Now, I'm not here to kiss anyone's butt. You know, Ellen made a few mistakes in that video, and she knows she made a few mistakes. But that's not the point. The point is she got it done. She was thrown a curveball, and she just knocked it out of the park.
Yeah!
I mean, I saw that video, and I was totally impressed. She's got a great singing voice, too, by the way. I would love to see her stand up. Oh, the comedian that we mentioned, Daniel Sloss. He has two shows on Netflix I highly recommend. If you like stand-up and you like your stand-up a little darker, a little more pushing the boundaries kind of thing, which, you know, I wrote The Hike, and The Hike definitely pushes the boundaries. Trust me. I've offended quite a few people, I'm sure. But I didn't mean to. There was a reason behind my offensive script, and we'll get into that. But yeah, Ellen was pretty amazing what she had to accomplish. Not to mention, ladies and gentlemen, you know, she put herself out there. I mean, the name of her short is Me and the DBT. And if you don't know what DBT is, I would highly recommend you Google it. It's just a disorder that she's going to have to work through that hopefully she will get a handle on and conquer. I hope she does. So yeah, I mean, she's throwing herself out there, a personal topic, and putting it out there. You know, that takes guts in and of itself. You know, she's using it as a calling card. She's using it as, you know, this is what I'm capable of doing. And I think that's a good thing. You know, I talked about that in the first or second episode of this podcast. You know, for me, as of, well, I'm not going to give anything away, but The Hike is just a calling card. You know, it's my piece of work that I can show people, look, this is what I did. This is what I completed. This is what I wrote. This is what I directed. And this is what I acted in. I put this all together. Hire me. I'm your guy. You know, that kind of thing. I wish her all the best, and I hope she stays in touch. All right, so Act 2. You've set everything up in Act 1. You've got your characters in place. You've got your goal for the hero in place. And at the end of Act 1, your hero is either pushed into or decides to chase after this goal. So keep in mind, Act 2 is very scary for a lot of people, even pros, because it's so long. Act 2 is typically half of your screenplay. So if you write a two-hour movie, 120 pages, Act 2 should be about 60 pages long. That is daunting to most people. I have friends who write shorts, and the reason they don't write features is because Act 2 intimidates the shit out of them. But I'm going to try to explain it to you in a very simple way. And if you can grasp the concept, it'll be very easy for you. And this is where outlining on cards can be very helpful as well. Okay, let's cut Act 2 into like half. So let's say 60 pages is Act 2. Let's go to like page 25-ish. page 1 to page 25. And this is just act 2. Okay. We're talking about act 2. Page 1 of act 2 to page 25 of act 2. Not page 1 of the entire script. Remember, your hero is going into a world that they're not used to. It's not their world. So they've left the comfortable confines of their world, and they have stepped into this other dimension, like a Twilight Zone kind of thing, where they're not quite sure how things work. Okay, so let's talk about Taken. Liam Neeson, you know, he's chasing after his daughter's kidnappers. So he goes into this world of human trafficking that he's not that familiar with. Yeah, he's like a ex-CIA guy, and he's got all these talents, but he's going into this world that he's not really sure of. He's not familiar with, okay? So in these 25 pages, he learns the new world. Does that make sense? Give him or her situations where they come across a problem and they learn from it. And everything that they learn, they can use later on in the movie. It's a setup. It's a setup and a payoff. Okay, let's just for instance, you know, our hero has never used a crossbow. So our hero picks up a crossbow and fires an arrow. It goes everywhere. He just can't get it right until the very last shot, and the arrow goes right into the bullseye. That's a classic setup. Then when we get to act 3 and the showdown with the bad guy, here comes the crossbow. He's going to shoot the bad guy right through the heart with the crossbow. See, you set it up, you pay it off. Now, everything he learns isn't a setup that you have to pay off, but think about one main big set piece like what I just gave you an example of. And you've seen it. You've seen it in Star Wars 2. Luke goes through the training for the Force. So page 1 through page 25 of act 2, your hero is getting his feet wet in this new world that he's not familiar with. I'm sorry I keep saying he for all you ladies out there. I'm sorry, but I mean he or she. You know what I'm saying? And you can escalate. You know, maybe the first thing he learns is something simple. And maybe the last thing he learns is something more intricate, something a little more complex. And these things that he learns, he's going to use in his journey. Now, maybe 25 pages is too long. Maybe you can bump that down to 20. But believe me when I tell you, the pages are going to go by quick. You're going to set up scenes and you're going to have a 3-page, 4-page, 5-page scene. That's 4 scenes of training, 5 scenes of training. That's not that many scenes, really. And when I say training, that's a very broad word. I'm just saying learning. He's learning the ropes of this new situation he finds himself in. Okay, let's say page 20, 25-ish to 60. This is very simple. Positive, negative, positive, negative, positive, negative. What do I mean by that? Every scene should either be a positive scene that has positive energy that pushes your hero towards the goal. And when I say positive, I mean, oh, it looks like he's going to conquer whatever it is he has to conquer, and he's going to reach the goal. It's going to happen. It's going to be easier than he thinks it's going to be. So when I say positive, it's a scene where something happens. You have to set it up where something happens and the pieces fall into place and it looks like he's on his way to the goal. Easy breezy. Then negative, he has a setback. Something happens that screws up his plans. So one step forward, two steps back. Okay, then do it again. And you don't have to start positive, negative. You can start negative, positive. It's something good happens. Ah, our hero's going to make it. It's not going to be any problem for him. Something bad happens. Oh, shit. How's he going to overcome this? Something good happens. Oh, he overcame that problem. Yeah, he has the answers. He figured it out. Then something negative. Oh, shit. Not again. Something else? Just keep that in mind. Just alternate. Positive, negative, or negative, positive. However way you want to start it, it's up to you. Now, the key is all the negatives get a little tougher as you go. Okay, so let's say you're going to have like 3 negatives, 3 scenes that are negative scenes, 3 scenes that are positive scenes. The negative scenes should become more difficult for our hero to overcome with each and every one. You know, just off the top of my head. Maybe the first one is he's got to get to point A in so much time. He goes out to the car doesn't start, battery's dead. Or he goes out to the car and the flat tire. That means he can't get to where he has to be at a certain time. And then maybe he calls an Uber and there's an Uber like 1 block over. Boom, there's your positive. So negative, positive. Then the next negative has got to be something more drastic than a flat tire or a dead battery. Is this all making sense to you? I hope it is. So escalate the negativities. All the negative scenes, you have to escalate them as you go. So start off with something small. And at the very end of Act 2, you have to end with a huge negative. Typically, the end of Act 2 is the oh shit moment, where it looks like there is no way our hero is going to reach his goal. It's impossible. It's not going to happen. That is at the end of Act 2. So make sure Act 2 ends on a negative and not a positive. And it's got to be the queen of all negatives. So there it is in a nutshell. Now, keep in mind, during Act 2, you're also playing your B story. If you set up a B story, maybe your hero has a relationship issue with son or daughter. You're like Indiana Jones and his dad. So play that also in Act 2. And the same concept applies. So the B story goal, there's a goal for the B story, and have the same concept work with the B story. Positive, negative, positive, negative, positive, negative. But time it out so that the very, like page 58, 59 is when the shit hits the fan and there's no way in hell your hero is going to accomplish what they set out to do. And in the B story, it looks like the father and the son, maybe the relationship is frayed beyond repair. You know, maybe they have good moments and then they have a bad moment. They have a good time together, then they get in an argument. You know, this is all just hypothetical examples I'm giving you, but whatever B story you created. But always keep in mind the A story is priority. The B story is just another obstacle, just another way to show conflict. Conflict is drama. Conflict is good. All the conflict you can build, the better. We love conflict. As an audience, we really crave conflict, and conflict creates drama. And that's what you want. It can be in a comedy. It could be in a rom-com. There has to be conflict. You know, even if our hero is not, you know, his goal is not to stop an asteroid from hitting the planet Earth. The goal could be to win the heart of a girl, or win the heart of a man if you're a female, or win the heart of a man if you're a male, whatever. We all want love. So that's kind of a universal want and need that we all have. That's why rom-coms, romantic movies are usually well received if they're well done. So anyway, that's it in a nutshell. There's another little thing you can think about. If there's any kind of a time clock you can put on your hero's journey, if he's up against the clock, some way, somehow, that always helps things. That's always just an added conflict, added drama when he's, you know, looking at his watch. Damn, that's like all the Die Hard movies, right? If you're a horror movie fan, you know, The Ring really messed me up. That was one of the scariest movies for me personally. And I don't know why, it pushed buttons in me. And it was just the visuals just creeped me out. But anyway, if you remember, if someone watches this video, in 7 days, they die. So Naomi has, the actress, she has 7 days to figure this puzzle out and to figure out what's going on with this videotape. If she didn't have that 7 days, how suspenseful would it be for you as an audience member? You know, if she has forever to figure this video out and figure out why people die after watching this videotape, then who cares? But just adding that time factor ratchets up everything. The drama, the conflict, the suspense, the horror.
Oh, I love it.
If, you know, in a rom-com, I guess it's kind of hard in a rom-com to add some kind of a time frame. Of course, Cinderella, midnight, right? But, you know, you get the gist. But yeah, if you can add some kind of a time problem where certain things have to be done within a certain amount of time, otherwise something bad is going to happen, that's always great. And you can really play that up in Act 2. And just keep in mind where all your characters are heading. They're all heading for that goal, that finish line. Set it up and pay it off. If you're going to set something up in Act 2, figure out how you're going to pay it off in Act 3. And remember, Act 3 is a small act. Act 1, Act 3, small, 20 pages, 25 pages, less if it's a 90-minute movie. So don't set too many things up. Just set up what's important. All right, we're out of here. I don't have to say Free Britney anymore. I can say have a great Thanksgiving. And enjoy your family. Hug everybody in your family. Tell them all you love them.
Later.